Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for being here. Time to get you up to date with what's going on around the region and beyond. Today, a demolished power plant will become a data center. A local gas utility wants to raise rates for nearly all of its customers. And fish in the Delaware River will have more protection. It's Thursday, April 3rd. Let's get into it. First, if you get gas from UGI Utilities, you might want to listen up. UGI wants to raise residential rates for nearly all of its customers. State regulators will hold two public hearings next week on that rate hike request. As WVIA's Boris Krauchnyuk reports, they'll hear from UGI and the public in Wilkes-Barre and Williamsport.
Residents could face an almost 11% increase with somewhat lower hikes for business and industry. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti will be among the people challenging that at the Public Utility Commission hearing in Wilkes-Barre.
I mean, generally, we're in a time of economic uncertainty, and cost increases on things like gas bills are really tough for people or tough for businesses. It's a tough time to see utility rates increase to the level that the UGI would like to do that.
Customers can also testify during the hearings. The Wilkes-Barre hearing is scheduled for Wednesday at 1 p.m. at City Hall. The Williamsport hearing is Monday at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn downtown. The PUC judges will also have telephone public hearings on Thursday. For more details, visit WVIA.org. I'm Boris Krauchnyuk, WVIA News.
Let's go to Western Pennsylvania now. The owners of a recently demolished coal-fired power plant announced on Wednesday the site will become a data center, powered by the largest natural gas plant in the country. Reed Frazier has more on Homer City for WVIA.
The Homer City Generating Station in Indiana County was decommissioned in 2023, and parts of it were imploded last month. It had been at one time the largest coal-fired power plant in Pennsylvania. The plant's owners, Homer City Redevelopment, announced the site will become a 3,200-acre data center campus for AI and other computing needs. Robin Gorman is Vice President for Government Affairs for Homer City Redevelopment.
We never imagined, like, we always hope something would be big here, but this is like monumental. This is putting us on the map.
She says the natural gas plant will generate 4.5 gigawatts of electricity. That's double the power the former coal plant once generated. And the company says it will create 10,000 construction jobs. The site could begin generating power by 2027. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. All right, here's an update to a local environmental story we've been following. The Pennsylvania Environmental Hearing Board ruled on Tuesday that the State Department of Environmental Protection needs to revisit its permit for Keystone Sanitary Landfill. That's after hundreds of odor complaints and issues with wastewater, and an appeal by environmental group Friends of Lackawanna. Patrick Clark from the nonprofit says the ruling validates their concerns over leachate discharge and odor. Al Magnata represents the landfill. He says their permit to operate is still valid. They will comply with the Department of Environmental Protection, though. For more on this story, visit WVIA.org. And in other environmental news, this week the EPA announced it will finalize water quality standards that aim to protect fish in a portion of the Delaware River. As Zoe Reed reports for WVIA, it comes more than a year after the protections were first proposed, and after environmentalists took legal action to speed up the process.
Some fish traveling the Delaware River between Philadelphia, South Jersey, and Wilmington struggle to survive because of low dissolved oxygen levels caused by ammonia discharges from nearby wastewater facilities. Environmental groups and scientists have called for improved protections for fish like the endangered Atlantic sturgeon for more than a decade. And the new standards come as a welcome change to Maya Van Rossum of the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. The environmental group took the EPA to court for dragging their heels on the rules.
We are better protecting the quality of the water that we all depend upon, whether we're drinking that Delaware River water or trying to enjoy it for swimming, boating, fishing.
Wastewater facilities would need to treat ammonia before discharging into the estuary.
That was Zoe Reed reporting. So in case you missed it on your calendar this morning, it's Thursday, so that means it's almost the weekend, and that means my colleague Haley O'Brien has a fresh edition of Eventful at WVIA.org. This weekend's weather promises April showers, but that's no excuse to miss out on the fun community events happening around the region. Check out Eventful to learn more about a film festival, a new sustainable art installation, and a tea and plant crawl. It's all at WVIA.org/eventful. I certainly hope you're feeling up to date this Thursday. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Up to Date today. I'm Sarah Cinto, and if you want to keep up with WVIA news, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts, or right at WVIA.org. Then don't forget to subscribe to the WVIA News Notes newsletter too. You'll get all the local stories you need to know every Tuesday and Friday morning. Have a great Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow here on Up to Date.